This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. This is Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we're talking about travel. When do you feel it will be safe to chuti chuti Malaysia again? 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also get in touch with us on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio is our handle. Let's look at the poll that we have going on Twitter.
So I'll just talk about who's leading at 399 votes of 40.6% when we find a vaccine of people who are willing to travel. Go to some WhatsApps as well. Ro has a comment which I will not read because you know I know, Ro. You know I know.
So okay.
I know I cannot say it out loud. I've got from Yo Leng Sui. It says, I don't mind camping, own tent, sleeping bags and towels. Hotels, definitely no. Then we've got Amani. He said, re-hotels. It's about time hotels use this opportunity to rethink and innovate their archaic practice. For example, check-in, check-out. And time is ridiculous, right? You know what I mean? That kind of thing, right? Okay. And also, I guess, like maybe more, what do you call it, login, contactless, you know, check-ins, right? There are other things, but this is one of the most important change needed. And just now, one from Chumang, who's very, very optimistic. He said, now's the best time to chuti chuti Malaysia. You can have the place all by yourself.
All to yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I have a bone to pick with the people who've responded when we find a vaccine. Just a couple of months ago, I think like August, July, August, September, when we were in the RMCO period, right? Everybody was traveling everywhere.
Right.
They were doing the whole chuti chuti Malaysia thing. I mean, borders weren't open just yet. International borders weren't open. And then we found everyone flooding all the beaches or even Cameron Highlands and Genting Highlands. And like, you know, we were doing plenty of chuti chuti Malaysia during that time. We didn't have a vaccine.
Yeah.
We still don't have a vaccine.
But the numbers have just gone so much more.
Yeah,
right?
I think
so
it's just gotten a bit scary.
And then like we've learned the error of our ways.
Yeah.
You see what happens?
Yeah, you know, but you know, our next story is actually about what the future of travel will look like. You know, despite the turbulence, experts are seeing blue skies when it comes to the way we're going to travel in the future.
Right. No, so, you know, we still don't know when it's going to happen, but we do know that we will travel again. We need it for whatever reason, for escapism, for mental health, for business, for growth. We will travel again. I'm saying it. And according to experts, not only will we travel again, we'll do it better.
Yeah. So what does the future of travel post-COVID hold for us? You know, here are 8 ways travel will change after the pandemic, according to National Geographic.
So first one is sustainability will be a driving force. One silver lining of the pandemic, consumers are doubling down on sustainability. Experts predict travellers will take on the role of concerned citizens, demanding responsible travel policies. The industry will respond with active measures to prioritise a healthy world over profit margins. And don't be surprised if the countries mandate fly free days and other measures to control climate change. I guess that's sort of like within your own country kind of thing, right?
Yeah. Number two, our journeys will become more inclusive. So the Black Lives Matter movement this year has brought the issue of representation to light in all industries, including the travel industry. So when the pandemic is past and the hashtag is no longer trending, will industry gatekeepers still be eager to attract, cater to and celebrate travellers of different different colours, race, creeds?
Right.
Experts are cautiously optimistic, but you know, they're not completely convinced, but they're optimistic. So now things to consider when we talk about being more inclusive is like, you know, plus size travellers who want to surf or who want to scuba dive, but they can't because the lack of wetsuits in their size, you know. So now things like this is being thought of now.
Right.
And also blind travellers who still want to experience tours and extreme sports, you know, while on holiday. So maybe people will give more thought, like the industry stakeholders will give more thought to being more inclusive.
Right. And it's smaller communities who play a bigger role. So travellers can make a difference to small towns that were already struggling economically before the pandemic. So support places by patronising local businesses and donating to non-profits. We need to diversify our locations to avoid mass tourism and focus on the places that really need it. We'll see quality over quantity. High mileage travellers are putting more thought into their bucket list. I also say people who travel for work, influencers, vloggers, will be putting the brakes on international trips, citing travel's privilege many take for granted, and they believe more people will be thinking about travelling more intentionally and less often if ever the world begins to look similar to its pre-pandemic days.
Right. Then of course, you know, maybe we will see the revival of the road trip.
Yeah.
You know, for many, road trips may be the only feasible option for travel for a while. Driving across state lines can be just as exciting as flying across international borders. It's all about your mindset, right?
Right.
Now, road tripping has shown, there was this one vlogger who said, now, road tripping has shown her that the core of travel, which is curiosity, exposure to newness and wonders, it is a perspective, and it's not actually about the destination, it's just about your mindset.
And then, of course, you know, people are worried about getting on the planes, right? So road trip is another thing. But even just like going to places that I would have never gone because I would think I want to go overseas. But now I actually look at, wow, there are actually a lot of interesting places in Malaysia. A lot of them in Sabah, which unfortunately cannot go now. Travel, okay, next point. Travel advisors will become essential. Experts predict a shift to booking travel through agents, established operators, once again, noting their invaluable knowledge and industry connections. So they believe that this year has shown us the expertise and financial protection of booking through a travel agent often outweighs the amount you pay in commission. So additionally, they hope that consumers will look to agents who specialize in environment, those who care about where they send their customers can intuitively cut through greenwash and really ensure every link in the supply chain is an honourable one.
That's interesting. Also, the National Geographic says that we'll appreciate staying closer to home, you know, in the future. You know, some are discovering the benefits of travel even at home. These days, online cultural cooking classes, games and virtual experiences are helping people keep the spirit of travel alive by considering the feelings that travel elicits. Now, when we compare everything to being locked up indefinitely in our houses, a walk to the park can feel like travel. And I can attest to this. Now people are willing to see the magic in a meal on their balcony or on their patio at a restaurant down the street. Yes, that is true. That is true.
And you know, in the final point here, planning trips will become joyful again. Although some people are making the best of being grounded, this difficult period is reminding them that travel is important for boosting mental health and personal growth. So there's research to back this up. A 2013 survey of US adults found that travel improves empathy, energy, attention and focus. Planning a trip is just as effective. So a 2014 Cornell study showed that looking forward to travel substantially increases happiness more than anticipating buying material goods. You know, I was talking about a friend of mine who wanted to come over from overseas, right?
Yes.
And just doing their agenda gave me such excitement.
Really? Because I, you know, when I looked at this point, I was like, no, planning trips is not joyful in any way. Yes, the anticipation of going on a trip, yes, but planning for a trip, I don't know, that's stressful for me.
No, it's just like, it was a broad view. It was a broad, like, this day will be here, this day will be here, you know, not the finer details yet, but just like, okay, where can we go?
The next I go on holiday, I'm just going to make you plan it for me, Frida. I'll let you do that for me. We are, of course, asking you today, when do you feel it will be safe to travel again, to Cuti Cuti Malaysia again? 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also get in touch with us via Twitter and on Instagram. At BFM Radio is our handle. We'll come back to some of the comments that have come in via Twitter and on Instagram. But for now, here's Lowell Falson with Mellow Together. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.